spend some time with Jim Tully, the mayor of Titusville, Florida, and Mr. Chestnut, the economic development director of Titusville, Florida. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hi, Ruthie. How are you?
Wonderful. Hello. I'm so anticipating having you here.
Well, we're pleased to be here.
What are Titusville's biggest challenges and opportunities?
Well, I think our biggest challenge right now is trying to, number one, reduce the fear in the community of the unknown. You know, we're facing the potential of quite a few layoffs at the Space Center, and whenever people are placed in a situation where they don't really know what the future has to hold, they can get anxious and nervous, and we're experiencing some of that. When I talk to some of my friends who work out at the Space Center, they tell me that, you know, morale is expectedly low because of the fear of the future. You know, what does it hold? So I think our job as civic leaders is to try and make people understand that we'll get through this, we'll survive. We have a very creative workforce here, and we have a lot of amenities and a lot of really good things that make Titusville a special place, and we'll make it through it. We also have the challenge of trying to figure out how to run a city on much reduced revenues. Now, this, of course, is statewide. It's probably a national problem, but we're facing it as well as others are. And of course, in order to overcome that, to overcome the fear and to overcome the layoff, we're going to have to find better ways to promote Titusville and bring opportunity here and bring new businesses here and bring people here who want to live in this beautiful, pristine place, and perhaps bring their businesses with them when they come. So I like to tell people that the Titusville is probably the only city on the planet that contains two golf courses, two airports, two historic or two halls of fame, the largest helicopter training facility in the country, a world-class vintage aircraft museum, 7 miles of shoreline, and an enchanted forest. So this really is a special place, and because of that specialness, we have a lot of opportunity to take this diamond in the rough and really make it shine.
Excellent. And I wanted to know how you would describe the people that live here in Titusville.
Well, I think the people in Titusville are number one, they're some of the most giving people that I've ever met, and they're passionate about living here. We may not always agree on everything in terms of what we have to do, but you should see some of the interesting debates we have at the city council meetings, and it seems like everybody has an opinion and they're not afraid to express it. But the thing that has amazed me since I've been involved in city government is just the selflessness of these people. We have, a couple of months ago, we had a citrus gleaning here, you know, where they take the citrus out of people's backyards and they send it off to places for people who need food. And I've been told it's one of the largest citrus gleanings in the country. We had a city employee who actually went out on his own, put together a way to help support the victims of the Haiti disaster. A few years ago, when we had three hurricanes sort of pass by Titusville, I was at one of the volunteer centers. The Salvation Army was actually turning away volunteers because there were so many that they couldn't seem to make use of them. We had a local wildlife officer here recently who was shot a number of times. It was a terrible incident, and the people of this community came together to raise money to help pay his medical bills. We even had an article in the newspaper last week about a local artist who had some kids vandalizing her flower beds around her home. So what did she do? She set up a program to have art lessons for these kids, and it's turning into a really successful thing. So it's an incredibly giving community. It's really a special group of people who live here.
And I'm curious, why did you come to Titusville, and what do you like about it personally?
Well, I came with the space program. I was living up in Tennessee in a small office, and working in a small office of Lockheed, and the office closed and I needed a job, so I had some friends who had come down a year earlier when Lockheed first won the contract here, and asked this friend of mine if he had a place for me, and he did, so here I was. And we looked around at the various cities around the Space Center, and we just came to the conclusion that Titusville was the spot for us. One of the things that I personally love about Titusville is the weather. I grew up north, up in around New York City, and to have to be here and have the opportunity of go outdoors and play tennis in February just is an incredible plus to me. Plus, I love being near the water. I didn't live quite this close to the water when I grew up, and to be able to drive around town and drive across the bridges and see our beautiful Indian River Lagoon on a daily basis is just a great environment to be. I love it here.
Excellent. And I was wondering, current residents of Titusville, tell me, what do they feel they enjoy most about this community?
I think they would enjoy many of the same things, the weather, the location, the water. You know, not so long ago, our residents voted through a referendum to the tune of $10 million to buy land across the waterfront just because they wanted better views of our beautiful Indian River. So they're passionate about the waterfront here. I think they like the quieter pace. I talk to people, and, you know, Orlando is 45 minutes to an hour away. Daytona's 45 minutes away. But they've got a lot of traffic. They have some really neat things to do, but I think the people who choose to live in Titusville, they like to be able to go to those places, but they like to be able to come home to a quieter pace and live in this really peaceful community. Believe it or not, I had a 27-year-old young man come into my office yesterday, and you would think that age group would like a lot more excitement in their lives. But this young man, who is a skateboarder, he said he loves Titusville for just the reasons I described. He loves to go to, and this is a young man who's traveled all over the world, and he said, you know, I love to go to Orlando from time to time. I love to go to Daytona. I love to go to Miami. But by the end of the day, I like to come home and enjoy the peace and quiet of Titusville. So, and, you know, it's funny, when new residents come to town, they tend to tell me pretty much the same thing. They generally say, you just don't know what you have here compared to where we just came from. So it's a lot of tranquility. We've got some beautiful natural amenities, and people enjoy it. We've got a lot of boaters in town, and there's obviously a lot of advantage for that. We've got a lot of fishermen in town, and we've got this beautiful Indian River that I would tell you is completely underutilized. Yes, you can go out there on any given day, and you'll see a few sailboats, and you'll see some fishermen, but there's just an incredible opportunity here to make more use of that river.
You talk about the five pillars.
Sure, I actually started out with four when I was first installed in office as the mayor, and in talking around the community, I discovered a fifth one. Four I started with, where I said that we have to make Titusville a more beautiful place. I mean, it's beautiful now, but like any city, we have places where we could clean up a little and improvement. And I said this because I believe that beauty begets business. And who wants to do a business in a place that just doesn't look nice? It's not a nice place to drive around. A place has to be appealing to the eye. We talk a lot about curb appeal in Titusville, and that's one of the things that I think we have to improve upon, and we are improving upon. The second thing I think that I said we needed to do is we need to find our economic niche. And that's becoming even more important, of course, as the space shuttle phases out. We've told people a number of times that Titusville tends to be one of those places at the crossroads of technology and ecology, because we've got both. We've got the Space Center, and we've got all these high-tech workers, and we have some other high-tech kind of businesses that are starting to come into town, and Matt is working diligently at attracting more. But then we've got all these beautiful natural amenities, and those will help us find that niche for our business community. The third thing I said we had to do is we have to improve the efficiency of government. And, of course, that's true just about everywhere. But in light of the reduced revenues we're facing, we've got to get better. And our city manager, Mark Ryan, just walked in the room. So if I need some help on how he's doing that, he's already started, and we're making great progress. But that was the third pillar. The fourth pillar is education. I said that if we're going to compete with the rest of Brevard County that already has excellent schools, we have to be the best in the county, because we're kind of an island unto ourselves up here. I've said from time to time that I think of us as the North Star of the Space Coast, but we're one of the few cities, maybe the only city in Brevard County, that's kind of an island unto itself. We have no adjacent neighboring municipalities, whereas all of the municipalities to the south They have neighbors, and they can leverage off each other. We're up here by ourselves, and so we have to be better than the rest. And I could mention, and I think we will later, there's some questions about education in Titusville, and I'll get into a little bit more detail at that time. Those are the first four. The fifth one that I came to the conclusion that we need to work on is having a first-class medical environment and healthcare environment here. Now, we already have a first-class hospital, Parish Medical Center, as you know, gets awards constantly. It seems like every time I open up Brevard Business News or one of the local magazines, George McIntyrian, the CEO and company, have nailed down another award. So they've made a great start, and there's only room to get better. So those are the five pillars, and those are the things that we work on. Those are the things that will take Titusville to the next level.
Today's reflection, located at 822 Garden Street, Titusville, Florida, and their phone number is 321-268-2298. And our next question to our panelists, in previous talks around the community, you've talked about these five pillars, and we were wondering, the construction.
Well, we're a prime example of the diggers being ahead of the fillers, because we've got construction going on all over the place, especially in the downtown area. In fact, some of our residents are a little frustrated that in a number of locations, US 1 through downtown is single lane, and that creates some delays. But we're in the process of doing a complete reconstruction of US 1 through our downtown area, and to the tune of quite a few million dollars. And we're going to be putting in a lot of streetscaping and landscaping and repaving and new curbs and gutters and storm drains. It's really going to be beautiful when we're all finished. We're narrowing the road a little bit to do what's called traffic calming, to make our downtown a little bit more pedestrian friendly. We hope to get more tourists and visitors in the downtown and assist the businesses down there. So that's probably one of the bigger projects. Probably the biggest project of all right now is we're replacing the Max Brewer Bridge, which goes across the Indian River Lagoon from Titusville out to the Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge. The current bridge was built in the 40s. It's very old, and it really has needed replacement for a number of years, and the state finally was able to allocate about $43 or $44 million to a new high-rise bridge, which is going to be great, because the old bridge was one of these old-style swing bridges where the boats, it had to open in order for the sailboats and large motor craft to get through. This new bridge is a high-rise bridge. It'll be about 65 feet off the water, so the sailboats will get through it. And it won't delay traffic at all. It'll take people out to beautiful Playlinda Beach and the Wildlife Refuge, and for those commuting from the north side of town out to the Space Center. So that's a great project. In conjunction to that bridge, we're also putting in two new fishing piers. One is actually part of the bridge project. It's kind of like a cantilevered catwalk at the base of the bridge, so people will be able to fish in the middle of the day under the shade of the bridge. And we're also in the process of rebuilding our old memorial fishing pier that was damaged some years ago by the hurricanes that I mentioned. So those are some projects that people, especially our fishermen, have really been anticipating. Next year we're going to be repaving Highway 50, which is the main east-west road through the southern part of Titusville. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of rebuilding a park that's just in the vicinity of our marina that was also funded through referendum money a few years back, and that's going to be a beautiful park. So, like I said, there's a lot of things construction-wise going on here in Titusville.
And we wanted to know the wonderful plans that exist. Are they likely to be implemented in the next few years, or is it a long-term plan?
Well, we certainly hope so. One can never tell. We've got some interesting projects that are going to be coming to Titusville. One in particular is actually a business. It's owned by an outfit called Four Frontiers, and they're going to be building a project called the New Space Center, which is really unique from anything I've ever seen before. It's going to be a combination tourist destination and research facility, and their whole theme is based around life on Mars. As you know, the president has retooled our space program a little bit, but we're still thinking about going to Mars eventually. So this facility is going to allow researchers to come in and work on what life on Mars might be like, but it's also going to be a tourist attraction because people will be able to come in and actually walk around the outside of the facility and watch a Martian landscape and watch people out there in the spacesuits figuring out how to live and work on Mars. And other participants will actually be able to come in and participate in that experience and actually work with the researchers spend a few days as if they were actually living and working on Mars. So I got a briefing on that the other day, and it's going to be fantastic. We're in the process of building a new memorial here. We already have three space memorials, one to the Mercury program, one to the Gemini program, and we just completed one to the Apollo program, which is really breathtaking. For those people who haven't been to our Spaceview Park, it's really something to see. And we're going to add to that within the next couple of years a memorial for the space shuttle, so that as the space shuttle winds down, we'll have a living or lasting memorial to the 30 years that vehicle flew. Another really interesting project that we hope to come in the next few years, and this is a state project actually, but Titusville is going to be an integral part of it. It's called the St. John's River to the Sea Loop Trail, and this will be a 260-mile loop in which Titusville will be the southern linchpin. The loop is a great economic engine because, at least as I've been briefed, bicyclists love to go to a loop because they can park anywhere along the loop and then spend a week or so driving around or riding around that loop, and they never have to retrace their steps. And the southern corner of this loop will go right through our wildlife refuge and right through downtown Titusville. So we're expecting that to be a great benefit to the city, and we're very much excited about it. I already mentioned the Parish Medical Center, and the city manager just handed me a little note saying that I mentioned their awards, they're the number one healing, or amongst the number one healing hospital in the country. And they've got a really interesting project going where they're building a little health village where they're taking some of the old buildings or the old homes from Titusville. What do they call those, Mark? They call those Florida Cracker Homes.
Cracker Homes.
But they're really interesting buildings, and they're going to convert a group of them into a healthcare facility. So it sort of looks like a little old town Main Street to give people a level of comfort in that they're not walking into a cold-looking hospital, but they're actually walking into a building that looks like a home. So those are some of the more exciting things that we anticipate in the next few years. We're also doing a downtown revitalization, and I mentioned the fact that the citizens voted to tax themselves $10 million to acquire some of this waterfront property, and we've got a waterfront plan that we're ready to implement. The plan is done. Now it's a matter of acquiring the funds, and we'll have a number of new waterfront venues along US 1 for people to enjoy. So the next few years have a lot to offer, and we're very excited about it.
And we'd like to take a moment to mention Express Computer Repair and Services. This is a local company here, owned by Jamie Jordan, and his number is 321-383-2679. He repairs any matter of computer anywhere in the Brevard area. And now we'll continue with our questions. I wanted to know, are there any major events that are held in Titusville that can't be found anywhere else?
Well, we've got a number of things that we're very proud of here in Titusville. I mentioned right at the beginning that one of the things we have in Titusville is a really good antique historical aircraft museum called the Valiant Air Command. And what's neat about the Valiant Air Command is not only do they have a museum there at one of our two airports, but they put on an air show every year, and it's really a pretty phenomenal air show. Most of the air shows that I've attended around the country are generally more modern airplanes, and they're generally one-day shows. This is a three-day show. It's usually on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so people have a real opportunity to come out and see these beautiful vintage aircraft that you can't see too many places around the country or in the world. They do an absolutely spectacular job at putting this together, and we get thousands of visitors who come in just to see these air shows. We also have here in Titusville, I'm told, the largest birding festival in the country. This was started, I think, about 13 or 14 years ago by a lady, Laura Lee Thompson, who owns one of the local restaurants. And it's grown over the years to the state where, as I said, it's I think, the biggest in the country. And we get birders literally from all over the world who come to this birding festival to not only learn about birds and see some of the captive birds that they bring into the venue, but then go out on field trips out into our Merritt Island Wildlife Refuge and actually observe birds in the field. And I think part of the reason why we've grown in that area is because of our unique location. We're right on the edge of the dividing line between the temperate climate and the subtropical climate, and because of that, we have just an unbelievable number of birds and wildlife and flowering plants and trees, and more so than many places in the world. And so the variety of birds that people get to see here is just pretty incredible. We had another event here back last October that's completely different than that. It was called the FloridaRunners.com Cross Country Meet. And this is a nationally advertised cross-country meet. We had some 6,000 runners in here at one of our most beautiful parks, Chain of Lakes Park. And Chain of Lakes is getting a reputation as being the premier cross-country venue in the state of Florida. In fact, we're hopeful in the next year or so to attract the Florida State High School cross-country meet here. So in addition to having Florida runners, we'll also have the high schoolers. And as I said, we had about 6,000 runners there in October. I was unable to get to the whole meet, but I came in late in the afternoon on the second day, and they were closing out the meet with the junior varsity runners. And believe it or not, they had 600 runners, just junior varsity. So it was an incredible event. It was like a huge party. You walked through the venue, and there were tents all over the place from all these different schools and running clubs. It was really something to see. So We love Chain of Lakes because it's about a 300-acre park that's just a few years old, and it's absolutely gorgeous. My wife and I go up there all the time to ride our bicycles or walk or rollerblade, and it's another one of these facilities that's underutilized because not that many people know about it yet, but we're going to get the word out, and it's a great place to visit.
And are we going to hear from our other panelists? We're wondering.
Sure. The city manager has something to add.
Yes. I may. I'm Mark Ryan, city manager. If I can piggyback on what the mayor talked about uniqueness. Many communities throughout the country hold 4th of July fireworks shows, and yes, we're one of those. But what we have done is we've partnered with the airport, the Valiant Air Command, as well as the Brevard Cultural Alliance, to bring together not only a traditional 4th of July fireworks show and a family fun festival, but we're bringing in the Culture Alliance to provide the Space Coast Pops Orchestra to perform concurrent with the fireworks show. But the Valiant Air Command is also providing stagnant displays of the aircraft as well as flyovers throughout the event. So we think that is probably pretty unique for Florida and the United States of America.
But thank
That's
you, Mark.
Beautiful.
And we also we try not to use public dollars on it, and we certainly would like to have listeners consider making a contribution to that event. All dollar amounts are accepted.
Absolutely.
I had a good friend who was a pastor of one of our local churches not so long ago. He and I used to coach Little League together, and one of the things he told me was, as the leader of an organization, if I know everything that's going on, there's not enough going on. And I use that a lot because even as the mayor, I don't know everything that's going on. And, of course, I knew about the fireworks, but sometimes there's just so much going on, you can't keep it all in your head all at once.
Well, I wanted to ask either of you, how would either of you or both of you describe the cultural activity in Titusville?
Well, the cultural activity in Titusville is one of those areas where I think there's probably more going on than I actually know about. We do have a very good playhouse, and our playhouse is kind of unique in that it's not dinner theater, where you have a dinner before the show, but it's not just plain theater either. They've taken out every other row and put in tables so people can enjoy refreshments and so forth as they're watching the show. So it's kind of different than other theaters around the area. Another thing we like to do is we have a street party or a street event every month. And we go back and forth. One month we'll have an actual street party and that generally involves music or something like that. We just had one last week that was based around jazz, and we had the area behind our downtown closed off, and we had a band at the north end and a band at the south end, or stage at each end, north and south, and we had a number of jazz bands performing at each stage. We had one of the local dance companies come in and perform for the citizens, so the music was incredible, and it was really enjoyable. We had a lot of people out. And then on the interleaving months, we generally have what we call a cruise-in, where we bring in some of the antique cars, and we'll generally get around 300 classic automobiles in here for those, and the citizens like those a lot as well. Now, those events have been something of a challenge for the past year or so as we've been reconstructing US 1 through the downtown. What we've done in the past prior to the reconstruction is we would just close off US 1 and make it a big street party, but we can't do that now that we're in construction, so we generally either have the events at a local park or in the large open parking lot behind the downtown area. So that's another thing that people like about culturally about Titusville. We have a pretty good art league that keeps the local artists going. We'd like to have more. The art league is unique in one respect in that they assisted me last year in putting together a contest to produce a piece of uniquely Titusville art. It turned out to be a painting by a local Titusville artist. And we put that painting on a mug, and the Art League has been selling that mug as a fundraiser, and I use a version of it with the city seal on it as an award. We call it Mayor's Cup, and we give it out to citizens who have done some really neat things for Titusville. So I'm not sure how many other cities can claim to have their own city mug with local artwork on it, and also we also use it as an award. I think the thing that I would like to see in Titusville and a little bit more is more music venues. The fact that we got good support for the Jazz Street Festival last week tells me that's something that people would probably like to see more of, and I'm sure there will be people out there working on that in the near future.
If I could piggyback, Mr. Mayor, one of the things that I think is so unique about Titusville is we are a very strong faith-based community. And the myriad of faith-based organizations in the community provide all kinds of events for our community, whether it be a gospel sensation, whether it be bringing in renowned singers for their church and for the community at large. So we're very proud of that partnership in terms of the cultural activities that's brought to the community. Also, we initiated about 3-4 years ago a municipal tree lighting ceremony in the downtown to try to bring businesses for the Christmas holidays to the downtown. And we bring in the local high school choruses and the young people to participate, and it's become quite the event. And in addition, we've also implemented at the same time period an annual holiday lighting contest for both residential and commercial properties, where we try to build some civic pride around the citizens that spend the money to enhance their properties for the Christmas season.
Thanks, Mark.
And I'd like to know about prospective business. If they're looking to relocate to Titusville, what are we doing to invite them?
Well, I think the thing we'd like to do is not only attract the larger businesses, but attract the young, small entrepreneurs who actually, because of today's technology, you know, people can run a business today off a BlackBerry and a laptop. And what I'm discovering is that there are people that actually choose their place first before actually looking for a job, because they're, in a sense, creating their own job. So those are the kinds of people we're looking for. We're looking for young, creative entrepreneurs who want to come and not only build a business, but help us build a place, because Titusville has such incredible potential, and because we have all of these natural amenities that we've already talked about. So those are the kinds of people that in some sense already live here, but we'd like to attract a lot more of them. But I'm going to let Matt and Mark talk about this, because they do this on a daily basis as in terms of attracting businesses to Titusville.
Well, first and foremost, one of the unique things that we have in our community is our intermodal access. We have access to rail, access to airports, access to Interstate 95, and access to the Port Canaveral. So that is a unique opportunity for our community and prospective businesses to locate here. And now, Matt, if you want to share anything else?
That's what I spend the majority of my time doing, is explaining to people why they should do business here in Titusville. what the reasons Mark gave, and I always like to add space. We're one of the only places in the country you can get something up to space in, as well, or in the world actually, that if you want to launch something into space, you're gonna. This is one of the areas in the world that you're gonna do it from. So we think that's pretty unique. But you know, Titusville is a unique location in that we are pretty much in Central Florida, as I like to say. We're kind of in the hub of that on the east side. You know, we're 45 minutes from Daytona. We're 30 minutes from Orlando International Airport. 20 minutes from the port. You know, we have all those offerings, plus we have a couple unique things. One is we have a unique workforce that you don't see in most parts of the world. We have a high concentration of highly skilled workers who have spent the last 30 years doing high-tech stuff like sending the space shuttle into space and assembling things to go on the space shuttle and in the space shuttle and the space station. All that stuff, a lot of that stuff was done here in this area. Also, the engineers that were on there, you know, it's weird. I moved here about 5 years ago, and I can't tell you that I ever met a rocket scientist, but now I live around a bunch of rocket scientists, and that concentration of people is amazing. And the people looking to come here, we spent a lot of time looking at what we consider high-tech firms. You know, right now we're looking in areas of biomedical, alternative energy, those types of companies, and what we have to sell to them right now not only are the locations and what Mark and I talked about, well, it is a highly skilled workforce that is here, that is ready to go, and we have a program transitioning that allows these people to be here. And you know, from what we hear and what we know is those people that work in those programs want to stay here and continue to live here. So we go out there and we can market those people as a tool for people coming to look here to do those jobs. We've been pretty fortunate that the federal government and the state governments have given training dollars to our area to help train people to come here, and businesses are able to get some tax breaks and tax credits and some training credits to help reduce their costs of coming here. Also, Titusville has a tremendous amount of land available to do industrial development, not only through the Spaceport Commerce Park, which is some county-owned land, but through the Space Coast Regional Airport, which is very active in marketing their facilities to create an industrial base that's, you know, partially aerospace and aeronautical, but they also have some areas that they're willing just to do some straight industrial and light manufacturing, which is very helpful. So those are some areas that we know we can sell Titusville on. You know, obviously the community factors that the mayor touched on very early in this conversation, Titusville's a great place to live, and we don't have any problems selling that to a company to come here as a place to live, but we think it's also a great place to have a business.
And that's kind of also a follow-up. Today, the Space Coast Regional Airport, Titusville-Cocoa Airport Authority, as well as Congresswoman Susan Cosmos, announced a grant being awarded to the Bristow Academy, which is located at Space Coast Regional Airport. And they are the world's largest private helicopter school. And they'll be expanding their facility to bring more students to the area who will provide income into the region, as well as additional instructors and that type of thing.
And there's one other thing that I would add. If you listened in to the president's speech when he was here and have looked at what the new direction is for the space program, one of the changes that has been announced is some new research work that is intended to be done at Kennedy Space Center. And that is just an absolutely huge change, because in the past, Kennedy Space Center has been considered pretty much purely an operational center. So the research work was pretty much done at places like Langley or Ames or Goddard. But now it appears that with the additional money that's going to be in NASA's budget, there's going to be research activity done here at Kennedy Space Center, and that's going to be a huge plus for Titusville. That, in conjunction with the Martian effort that I mentioned earlier, means that that researchers and developers can come to Titusville and again live in a beautiful place and do real space research. So, especially in the areas of life science, there's a facility being talked about and in planning right now at this Kennedy Space Center called Exploration Park, which will take on some of that research. So that's just going to be a huge benefit to Titusville and folks who are interested in that kind of work, or businesses that support that kind of work, will certainly be more than welcome in Titusville, and I think they'll find that this will be a great place to bring that kind of business.
And I wanted to ask you about ecotourism. It's relatively a new phenomenon. But how does Titusville work into capture those travelers looking for an ecotourism experience?
My goodness, this is like the place to come. I've already talked about the fact that we've got the National Wildlife Refuge and Playlinda Beach just to the east of us. We've got the Indian River right adjacent to our community. And if you look at a map and look to the west of us, we are actually surrounded by wildlife refuges and conservation areas. Just to the west of us on Highway 50 is the St. John's National Wildlife Refuge. And then there are other conservation areas to the west and northwest. So we are absolutely surrounded by green. And once this loop trail goes in, people will be able to bicycle through Titusville and bicycle through our wildlife refuge. So between the water and the green landscape around us, the potential is just unlimited. I used to own a sailboat myself and used to take it out on the Indian River Lagoon with my kids. And as I mentioned earlier, it's totally underutilized. We've got a local yacht club here in Titusville. They took me out for one of their regattas a couple of months ago, and I had a great time. So, like I said, between the landscape and the water, there's not much that we're missing here in Titusville in terms of ecotourism. We actually have a small firm here in Titusville that does kayak tours, and they do them in the daytime where you can go out and see the manatees and the alligators and the dolphins that swim in the Indian River. But they also have a really unique nighttime tour. At certain times of the year, the algae in the water becomes bioluminescent, and you get out on there under a full moon and the algae just lights up. And I've not been on this one of these. I was scheduled to go to one a month or two ago, and it got canceled because of the weather. But I'm really looking forward personally on going one of those tours. I've heard that they're absolutely fantastic. So if there's something to do ecotourism-wide in this part of Florida, we've got it here in Titusville.
And I know that, you know, we talked about the unique events of sport fishing around here. I believe in one of the better red fishing places in the world. And we have two red fishing events that bring in quite a few people. We have the Hunt for Reds in October and the Hunt for Reds in April. I believe they just completed the Hunt for Reds in April, which is another ecotourism thing that people are coming down to. The fishing business down here still does well. As the mayor alluded to with the bridge, unique concern was taken to make sure people had ways to fish off the bridge and around the bridge. So that's one of the big things that we look at as well.
And if I can, also another unique amenity in the community is a facility called the Enchanted Forest. And the Enchanted Forest provides a nature walk through parts of the rural areas of the city that have some of the most unique flora found in the world. So that's another part of the ecotourism component that we have.
And finally, we actually have another small park called the Dicerandra Scrub Jay Refuge, which I would venture to say that most people in Titusville here themselves don't even know about. It's a small 44-acre park, and it's named after this plant, a Dicerandra, which if I'm correct, is found only here in Titusville. And it's also a scrub jay refuge, so it's another place where people can go and walk around and enjoy the local wildlife and plant life.
Gentlemen, you are extremely interesting, but I have to ask that you slow down because we're trying to hang on to every syllable. You're speaking so quickly.
Remember,
and it's so rich what you're saying. It's wonderful.
Remember what we told you at the beginning is the people who live in Titusville are passionate about this place. And we are no exception. Once we start talking about this place, we get kind of worked up. So we'll try to close.
I wanted to ask you about businesses. Are there any incentives for small businesses to come on and move over from other areas and move on into Titusville? Because it's so pretty to look at, and it's so spacious, and the neighbors are just so lovely, so wonderful, and so embracing. To new neighbors.
I'm going to ask Martin and Matt to field that one because they do that sort of thing on a daily basis.
Sure. I mean, right now today there's some things that were still in the oven, if you want to put it that way, that we'll be unveiling in the next 30 to 60 days that I think are very unique to the small business community as an ability to encourage them to open a new home-based business or a new brick-and-mortar business here in our community. And I think the community was very pleased with the incentive program that's about to become unveiled.
You might want to mention the tax abatements, Mark.
Yes, we're interested in knowing about the tax abatement, especially since they're working out so well in Orlando and Tampa and Daytona. What are we doing here in Titusville with those tax abatements?
We're no different. Fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, the tax abatements in the state of Florida are pretty uniform by with communities that pass the regulations to have tax abatements. The most tax abatement you can get on new property constructed and new tangible property included in your business is a 10-year abatement and 100% of your taxes for those 10 years. And when I say taxes, it's not your entire tax bill. It would be your ad valorem taxes from the city and or the county. If you do a project in a city, you have the ability to apply to both the city and the county to have those abated. If you're out in an unincorporated area, it would just be the county that would abate their ad valorems if they so chose. They're taken on a case-by-case basis. There's applications that are filled out and brought in, but we can utilize those just like any other city that's made them available and the county as well. All those can be used for, and here's where we kind of get hung up on them, is that all they really can be used for is they can be used for about anything but retail businesses. So one of the things is it's hard for us to do some sort of abatement to bring in like a new Walmart or a new Target or anything that would be retail in nature. We can use them for corporate headquarters if they employ at least 25 people or more. We can use them for industrial businesses that employ at least 10 people or create 10 new jobs on a business expansion. That's kind of the break-even number is 10. The minimum number of new employees have to be created is 10. So those are definitely look out to offer. We've been, you know, pretty creative in how we look at offering incentives to other businesses more larger that would probably be a, you know, more of a boom. We're looking at 500 to 1,000 job kind of businesses, and we're able to work on those and kind of understand what their tax base and what hiring people and bringing people to the community would do for us, and offering some different types of incentives, whether that be through some of the permitting process or the site preparation process, things like that. Understanding that funding is tight right now, and we don't just have a checkbook to open up and write checks to get people to come here. Some states can do that. Some municipalities can do that. In Florida, for the most part, there really isn't a state, a county, or a city that's able to do that right now. And really, there's always that debate whether citizens say that should happen, but we can usually prove the bang for the buck on those type of theories. If we can't prove it, it's probably not going to happen. So we take our time in researching these things and have got together a pretty good team of city staff members that have sat down on several occasions and discussed what opportunities we have with incentives. And understand what these businesses are looking for in health. That's one of the big things, is what type of incentives would be interesting to them to get them to come here.
And I wanted to ask you about the school system. They're running about third. That's very high considering their academics are so competitive now. But the school districts here are doing extremely well. Children are graduating and going right to college. Could either one of you shed some light on that?
We have some really good schools here in Titusville. I'm continually impressed. I make it a point to try and get out to the schools. I know many of the principals personally. Some of the people might not know that I'm both a qualified substitute teacher, and I'm actually also a certified school teacher in the state of Florida. I'm certified to teach math and computer science. So I use that to get into the schools from time to time, and as a matter of fact, I substituted at Titusville High School a couple of weeks ago, and substituted in a history class, of all things, and we did mock city council meetings in the classroom, so to try and encourage the students there to learn more about their city government. I'm scheduled to be at the Titusville High School and Aspinall High School graduations next month, and I went last year, and I was just blown away by what some of those students have achieved. Some of the statistics that came out of those schools. At Titusville High School, the principal bragged about the fact that more than half of the students at Titusville High School graduate having participated in either advanced placement courses or dual enrollment courses with BCC.
And that brings us to the conclusion of our roundtable with Mayor James H. Tully, City Manager Mark Ryan, and Economic Development Director Matt Chestnut of Titusville, Florida. And we'd also like to thank our sponsors. Today's Reflections, 321-268-2298. They're located at 822 Garden Street in Titusville, Florida. El Leoncito Cuban-Mexican Restaurant, 321-480-8632. Located at 4280 South Washington Avenue at US 1 in Titusville, Florida. Their website is www.eleoncitorestaurant.com. And Adventure Kayak of Cocoa Beach, Florida, 321-480-8632. Now, they launch from several locations, so please call them ahead of time, and they'll tell you which location to meet them at to take a launch when you want to take a kayak ride. Their website is www.kayakcocobeach.com. And we thank you for participating and joining us once again here at syndicatednews.net. May 1st, Titus Knight's Cruise International Festival at Sand Point Park in Titusville, Florida. Calling all car lovers, don't miss the Tice Nights Cruisin'. There will be plenty of vintage, classic, and modern cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display for your viewing pleasure. Admission is free to Brevard's largest car show, which will take place May 1st from 2 to 6 p.m. at Sand Point Park in Titusville. Also experience food, dance, music, crafts, and more from a variety of different countries and cultures at this international festival. Enjoy live performances by Ellie Latin Sound Band, Irish fiddler and dancer, belly dancers from Parish Health and Fitness, Argentinian tango from Downtown Dance, and Scottish bagpipers, flamenco dancers from Parish Health and Fitness, and Cool Vibes Reggae Band. Participate in the Parade of Colors. Raise your flag and join in the fun. May 7th, Pajama Party at Comfort Keepers in downtown Titusville. Bring the entire family downtown to Comfort Keepers for a pajama party. Make sure you're all dressed in your favorite pajamas and be ready to play games, listen to stories, watch movies, enjoy light snacks, and much more. Everyone is asked to donate new pajamas, a book, and a stuffed toy to help the needy children at Country Acres and North Brevard Sharing Center. Donations may be dropped off in advance at the Titusville Chamber of Commerce, 2000 South Washington Avenue. The event features local singer, songwriter, and book author Barbara McGilligutty reading Adventure in the Kingdom of Mim Buddy Save the Day, sponsored by Comfort Keepers. On June 25th, Titus Knight's Bacchus Street Party in downtown Titusville. Join us for an elegant festival of Bacchus, the god of nature, vine, and wine. Sample fine wines and fabulous foods. The selections will make it great for this street party, which will be held June 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. in downtown Titusville. The event offers fun for the whole family with live entertainment, wine, and food samples. Cooking for kids, children's fun area, grape stomping, cooking demonstrations, and much, much more. On 4th of July, we're going to have Red, White, and Boom at the Space Coast Regional Airport. The Titusville Chamber and the City of Titusville invite you to Red, White, and Boom, an Independence Day celebration featuring flyovers, aircraft on display, food, children's activities, live music performances, and a spectacular fireworks display beginning at 9 p.m. The festivities will take place on July 4th from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Space Coast Regional Airport. It's located on Golden Knights Boulevard between Port St. John and Titusville. Those are just a few of the events sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. In the lovely city of Titusville, Florida,